This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Big K Morning Show, and every Monday at this time, we check in with our Odyssey Sports Director, Jeff Hathorn. You can see Jeff on the radio with our live stream at kdkradio.com, presented by Metropolitan Window Company. Jeff, good morning.
Morning, Larry. How are you?
Good. I want to start with the tragic news. University of Pittsburgh football freshman defensive back Mason Alexander tragically killed over the weekend near his hometown in Fishers, Indiana, a passenger in a car that had went off the road and hit a tree, and he was pronounced dead at the scene. This is staggering news for this team, for this coaching staff.
Yeah, and he had just enrolled in January. He's one of the early enrollees, graduated early from high school. And Larry, we just talked to him on Wednesday. He met with reporters, and he was so excited about this opportunity and how much he loved the coaching staff. And one of the things that will stick with me that he said is, you know, his goal, as almost every football player that comes to Pitt, was to play in the NFL. But he added that he wanted to play in the NFL and represent the coaches and the university at that level, represent them well. That was one of his goals. And for the whole Pitt family, I mean, you'd think that, okay, he's only been on campus for a month and a half. But when you're recruiting a kid, you've known him for years, and just tragic news.
And I know that Coach Narduzzi and other team members have posted their, you know, it's the call you never want to get as a parent, a coach. And so our thoughts and prayers with the University of Pittsburgh, particularly with the football team and his friends, a young life snuffed out so early. That said, you know, everything else kind of pales in comparison, but let's talk about, in this case, the Pittsburgh Penguins finding new ways to lose. They had battled back down 2-0 yesterday. They had back-to-back games at PPG Paints. In fact, they've had a big stretch of home games. They only managed one win. But at the end of the second, after taking the lead, they allowed two goals in 55 seconds, one with 0.1 seconds left on a giveaway by Erik Karlsson that should have never, ever happened. The only player that really is consistent in my eyes has been Sidney Crosby.
Yeah, I think that's very fair to say. And boy, doesn't a losing streak by the Penguins, you know, kind of be put in perspective after the initial topic that we talked about. But
right.
Listen, Carlson's pass was lazy. I mean, he got a win off the faceoff and just slowly threw one across the ice. And he called it a crisp pass. If you watch it, it wasn't.
I saw
it. And intercepted easily. And then, I mean, it was a great, Would you want your goalie to stop that? Yes. It was a really nice shot. And it was preceded by a breakaway by Tavares, where they were able to get a two-line pass or a stretch pass right through the Penguins' defense for a breakaway 55 seconds earlier. I mean, it's just that, and those are the breakdowns you see when you're not good. And this team isn't good. I mean, they have a couple of good players, but they're not good. And they're not going to win much over the next 19 games. Hopefully, by the trade deadline, they make some good moves to better ensure their future. And one of them would be finding a way to get rid of Erik Karlsson. Erik Karlsson leads the league in giveaways. If he was a charity, that would be awesome. But being a charity on the ice is not awesome. And that's what Erik Karlsson is. I mean, he has 99 points with the Penguins in 142 games. In his last year with San Jose before the trade, he had 101 points in 82 games. I mean, he has just been a disaster. And at $11.5 million, that trade is just, it's ended up being one of the worst in Penguins history.
That said, as just a fan, I am disappointed. Missing the playoffs for the third season in a row is imminent. Unless there's some miracle,
yeah,
which
there's no miracle.
No,
there's no miracle.
Let me
say this about yesterday real quick, because it's worth noting. Sidney Crosby passed both Bobby Hull and Gordie Howe yesterday. Howe in assists, Hull in career goals. Sid is now top 10 in assists in NHL history. If there is one positive to take from the Penguins, it's celebrating the career of Sidney Crosby.
I will say that 100%. And he's still out there giving it his best. And it's tough to see, but they're going to have to clean house. And you got new ownership, and now they're looking to sell another piece of the ownership. And it just seemed they fired so many people in the office that they cut off so many connections to the city and to people. What are they doing?
Well, I mean, listen, here's the tough thing with hockey is they rely so much on the gate, meaning the fans in attendance, that you're more hesitant to trade players because you think that, well, if you have some of these names or if you can hang on, then more people will come to see. So a complete overhaul is tougher in that sport because you're going to lose money. And the Penguins, they don't get in the playoffs, which they're not. They're going to lose money this year. And it's just, I think they're starting down the path of rebuild. You've seen some moves. They have a couple of decent young forwards. They're going to have a number of draft picks this year, which is an oddity for them. And hopefully they can pick up a few more here over the next couple of days. Listen, Rickard Rakell has a lot of trade value right now. He's not going to do anything here. So Rakell should be in play. If you could find a way, even if you have to eat salary to get rid of Karlsson, maybe a couple of other players have some moderate value to where maybe you take a gamble on a younger guy. But I think this, though, and we saw it with the group before Sid, I think the fans will get behind a rebuild if they believe that the team is going in the right direction. So if I'm the Penguins organization, trust the fans, sell off, that they'll understand the process and they'll get behind young guys and Sidney Crosby.
All right, that said, the Pitt Panthers basketball team has also struggled. They've come close, but they're on kind of a long, slow burn in a season that seems so promising, and even a lot of talk about getting in the tournament. That's not going to happen either.
Yeah, and they're a player away, and that player is probably the guy on their bench that is out for the rest of the year, and Damian Dunn. It's just like it's one play here or a couple of plays in games. I mean, Louisville's one of the best teams in the ACC. They're a top 20 team, and they gave them everything they could handle, even being, you know, without Dunn. They're just missing that, and things just aren't. They're having one of those years where every mistake they make is coming back to bite them. And they're just not quite deep enough to be good enough to overcome games where they make mistakes. And I think that's what you're seeing with this team. And next year will be interesting. I mean, listen, in college sports now, it's not just, you know, well, how good is the coach? How much money is the coach going to get to be able to turn this around? Because Louisville has a completely different team than last year. And they went from being a basement team to still a chance to win the ACC in a year. So it's possible. What kind of support is Jeff Capel going to get from the administration? And then it's up to him to make the right moves. And he has made some good moves in the portal to date.
All right, Jeff, any big takeaways from the combine for the Steelers? They got their quarterback all set, right?
Oh, I'm telling you, everything is all set. You could be fooled by so much this time of year, and there's so much disinformation. Fans should know this. Agents are throwing out information to try to jack up their clients, and teams are trying to throw out information to see what other teams are interested in. So be very wary of all these insiders with all these notes and tips and hot takes, because there's so much disinformation out there. Just know that there are some very fast receivers, and I would love to see one of them win with the Pittsburgh Steelers next year.
All right, this I know for sure. Terry Bradshaw is coming back to Pittsburgh. Not to start as the quarterback, but to be roasted by Mel Blunt and former players on April 11th. So you got that to look forward to. That's a for sure.
You think they have any material, Larry?
Oh, my gosh. That will actually be a fun night. All right, Jeff, thank you. And we'll be reporting from spring training this week down in Bradenton and some of the new faces on the Pirates squad. There aren't many new ones, but some. Right?
Turn them around. Give them a good speech.
I'll give him that Kurt Russell speech as Herb Brooks.
There you go.
No, wait, wrong sport. All right, Jeff, thank you.
Thanks, Larry.
Odyssey Sports Director Jeff Hathorn. To be a fly on the wall when they confront somebody and say, you know, you have a loaded pistol in your pants or wherever in your carry-on, right?
And then the answer comes back, oh, what about it?
Sorry. Okay. Well, how much do they get fined? I heard it could be up to, what, 10 grand or something?
15. It depends on the circumstances, really. What normally will happen is we'll never find out who it is. And if we do, it's because they were arrested. That doesn't happen very often. If the person doesn't have a concealed carry permit, then they'll lose the gun. And the police are called in, by the way. So Allegheny County Police have, so everybody has to stand around and wait for the cops to get to the airport.
Well, that's
to deal with the gun, because
that's the more practical part.
They don't want the TSA people handling it, especially a gun with a bullet in the chamber. Can you imagine?
Just a heads up, you can't take your loaded firearms through the carry-on process.
It's not okay.
It's not.
You don't get to bring it with you on the plane. Oh man. The word is just not getting out, apparently, to these dozens of people.
What if they
just here in Pittsburgh, you know?
Started zapping people right there with a taser. That would work.
That would do it. I can guarantee that would do it, I feel.
Sir, excuse me, you see the sign right here? Yeah. This big sign with the red and black letters and the picture of a pistol that says, you know, it's illegal to take this onto an aircraft, right?
Or maybe running a campaign of people being tasered, like simulations, but making it look like people are being tasered for bringing, you know, a gun to the checkout. And maybe that would spread around like a viral video or something. And
sir or madam, you have a loaded firearm in your carry-on.
Paul, I think you're right. Just a campaign of all the videos of people.
Either that or somebody who has widespread, you know, notoriety, who everyone would recognize, right?
Right.
Like, I can't think right off at the top of my head who a perfect person would be, but, you know, have them portrayed as a passenger going through, and then they've got a gun, and then they have to pay the penalty for it.
Kevin Costner.
There you go. Kevin Costner would be great.
Thank you, Andrew.
Yeah.
How about, that's it. Get a large cutout of Kevin Costner from Yellowstone holding his firearm, sidearm.
Yeah.
Saying, you can't take this on the plane. And if you do, you're going to get this. And, you know, give him just a friendly zap. Nothing serious. All right. We had a really detailed conversation with PennDOT's District 11 Executive Jason Zhang. I want to share, because a lot of people are going to be asking questions about this bridge closure over the HOV lanes, over Route 28,
yeah.
What you need to know coming up.